Did Danny know about her geezer fetish? Sure, I told him. What, you guys think Danny killed her in a jealous rage? Nah, you don't get it. Charlie shook his head, sounding honest for the first time. Danny's smarter than you think. He knew he liked her, but hell, she was a teacher. He understood what that meant. Worship from afar, end of story. He wasn't imagining white picket fences or the mother of his children. The kid's 13, for Christ's sakes. What about the other two girls? Rainey asked. Sally and Alice. Couldn't pick them out of a lineup if I tried. Are you going to go to the funerals, Charlie? He shrugged. The old man's making me. Do you think it's sad that they're dead? Don't know them. Don't care. You're a real hard ass, aren't you, Charlie Kenyon? You're the one threatening my jacket. Did you ever talk to Danny about killing people? We talked about lots of stuff. Charlie. She held up the switchblade, then his jacket. Charlie's jaw hardened. She thought he was going to freeze up on her. Then she moved the blade closer to the collar and he surrendered again. Yeah, sure. You want to know? Sometimes I dream of blowing this whole freaking town off the map. I dream of getting my hands on a big motherfucking nuke and saying, sayonara, babe. You know, plant life grows back bigger and stronger after a nuclear holocaust. Maybe that's what this town needs. You told all this to a 13-year-old boy? Only after he told me he wanted to hack his father into 20 different pieces and run him through a blender. Rainey stared at him. A muscle worked in her jaw. She said with more anger than she wanted to give away, "A child tells you he fantasizes about murdering his own father, and you didn't think to go to the police?" "Who am I going to go to? Shep? His dad? Or better yet, you?" Charlie chuckled unkindly. "Isn't that a pretty picture?